The 10th annual See You Folk and Roots Festival got underway last night in downtown Urbana. The headliner for the first Folk and Roots Festival in 2009 was award-winning musician Robbie Foulkes. The Chicago area resident and Pennsylvania native is back to headline this year's event, and he's bringing some special guests. Robbie's latest album is a collaboration with Linda Gale Lewis, younger sister of the killer himself, Jerry Lee Lewis. Linda Gale will perform with Robbie on Saturday night at the Rose Bowl in downtown Urbana. I caught up with Robbie Foulkes earlier this week. We talked about his career and how he put together the album Wild, Wild, Wild.
I just thought about where Linda was from, you know, for starters, and, you know, not just the kind of record she'd put out, which encompassed country music and rock and roll music and gospel music, but I threw in there some other kinds of music that I knew were in her head. You know, she started out as a jazz singer when she was in her teens in a little club in Memphis, and when you were born in, you know, I'll just give away her birth date, she's not shy about it, but when you're born in 1947... And you're born in the middle of nowhere, Louisiana, and sounds come filtering through into your head, not only your family, you know, your brother's Jerry Lee Lewis, and you have that going on in your house, but the stuff that's going on in the honky-tonks and clubs and churches and in the air around you and on the radio and the Grand Ole Opry, all that stuff adds up to a much more complex picture than, you know, a whole lot of shaking going on.
Black snakes in the high grass, sweet peas on the vine, an old gray shack for five souls to share. Ain't no rest for mama, daddy's working all the time, but I'm too young to notice or to care.
And how did you meet Linda Gale?
Well, we were working for the same promoter in Europe about 10 years ago. And we were rooming across from each other in this place where he had us staying. And we got, you know, we fell to talking, as the saying goes. Mm-hmm. And I did a couple things on her records and little show work with her. And we just found we got along real well.
And it's interesting to me, you know, this album, Wild, 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 so much different than your previous Grammy-nominated album, Upland Stories. You know, it's a very deep record, a very different record. Is that something you try to do, is just to change things up a little bit from time to time?
Sometimes I do. I mean, this record came out a little bit accidentally, in the sense that I was producing her, and at some point the label decided they would rather have a duo record to sell than a record with just her name on the cover. So I fell into it kind of sideways like that. But that said, I was happy to have a project to work on for myself that was sort of more rocking, because I never got a chance to do the kind of music that's on here. And I love that kind of music. I love playing it, but don't have much of it on record. So it worked out well, I think.
You were the headliner for the first See You Folk and Roots Festival back in 2009. You remember much of anything from that performance?
Well, it seems to me that I've done it more than once, but I know that I did it once with a trio, and it was in kind of a wooden library type of room, and that might have been in 2009. That might have been the first time. I can't remember for sure. And maybe once I did it at the Rose Bowl, but I think I've done it more than once. I think the guy that runs it, Matthew, is a great guy to work for. Really flexible, reasonable guy, and which so many promoters aren't. So I'm always happy to work for him.
Yeah, that always helps. Since that first time back in 2009, yeah, how do you feel like maybe you've changed or grown as a musician since then?
Well, I have, in a lot of ways that would probably be a little bit soporific to listen to on the radio, but I have circled back more to when I was a kid and the kind of music that I was listening to then. And so my last three or four records have been more you know, you can hear some strong echoes of people like Lester Flatt and Doc Watson and John Hartford and maybe the Red Clay Ramblers. I don't know, stuff like that, stuff that was strongly in my world when I was 10 and 13, as opposed to the what I was doing before. So I don't know if that's a function of getting older, getting a little quieter, having a slower pulse or what, but the tempos have slowed a little bit. The lyrics have gotten a little bit more contemplative. And, you know, as you say, the Grammy nominations, which came, you know, on my last record, Upland Stories, you know, perhaps a validation of that approach. Who knows? We're hoping for Grammys for this record, too. So if the Grammy nominations come for this record as well, then that'll invalidate that theory.
You know, with a festival like this designed for folk and roots music here in America, what do you think folk and roots music, what do you think its place is in our country right now?
Well, you're talking to a guy that's 55 and doesn't, you know, my main idea of what's going on in music comes from talking to my kids. So I'm at a bit of a remove from, you know, what's going on in the indie pop and hip hop world and all the stuff that young people listen to. But I mean, that said, my sense of the importance of that kind of music that you mentioned is that, you know, I feel like I want to stand as a symbol of another way of approaching music, the symbol where it's community and family related, where it's performance related, and it's not recording, production, marketing related. It's music that, you know, in a way that anyone can make, that you don't have to have a lot of technical tools to make. You need an instrument and a friend to listen to it. And so that's what I want to stand for in music. It's not necessarily what's popular or what's right now, but I feel like if music has a meaning, you know, it's communication, it's emotion, and ultimately it comes from a single person's experience of the world. And the more production and nonsense you throw on it, the more you obscure that fundamental value of music.
If you want to go crazy and act like a clown, be the laughing stock all over town. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along.
If you stick your nose where it don't belong, don't you come to me if things go wrong. That's your red wagon. Your little red wagon. So just keep dragging your red wagon along.
When you're making your bed, remember you'll do the lion bear. When you butter your bread, don't expect me to eat your share.
If you're gonna play horses and blow your dough, don't you run to me if they don't show. That's your red wagon. That's your red wagon. Oh, Linda, just keep dragging your red wagon along.
That's Robbie Foulkes and Linda Gail Lewis performing Your Red Wagon from their latest album, Wild, 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 available on Bloodshot Records. You can hear Robbie perform with Linda Gail and several other musicians from the album this Saturday night at the Rose Bowl in downtown Urbana. It's part of the 10th annual CU Folk and Roots Festival this weekend. Find the full schedule of events at folkandroots.org.